lucky or two, because it was Friday, and she was allowed to have a cookie if she wanted. She just might have a little extra padding on her hips, but that was fine with her. It wasn't like she was trying to entice a man. Oh, she'd dated a couple of times in the past year or so, but it hadn't really amounted to much. She hadn't been ready, and she didn't know if she was ready now either.
What are you looking at over there?
Abby looked up at the sound of her friend Adrian's voice and smiled. Adrian Montgomery owned the tattoo shop, Montgomery Inc. 2, next door, and was part of a huge family, way bigger than just the set of cousins that lived near Abby. The Montgomerys were large, loud, brash, and the sweetest people Abby had ever known. They had taken her in with just one look, much like their cousins in Denver had, and Abby loved every single one of them. Just looking at tea, Abby answered, holding up a couple of tins. I'm trying to see what I need to put on special. We have good stock of most things, but not all.
I don't know how you do it. I mean, I know how to run a business, and I think I'm doing pretty well. But it takes the advice of two accountants for me to know what I'm doing.
Since I have the same two accountants you do, I totally understand. Shay was Adrian's sister-in-law, and Roxy was Adrian's sister. Both were accountants and pretty much helped run the business on this stretch. The Montgomerys owned two of the businesses, Montgomery Inc. 2 and Colorado Icing. While Adrian and Shep ran the tattoo shop, the Montgomerys' middle sister, Thea, owned the bakery at the end of the strip. Abby had a feeling that if there had been more space available, the accountants of the family probably would have moved in as well, or maybe even the mechanic Carter, who was married to Roxy. In fact, Adrian was dating one of the tattoo artists, Mace, and that just meant there was more family than ever, more Montgomerys. Abby didn't think Thea's boyfriend, Dimitri, would be able to move a whole high school into the strip, but if there were a way, the Montgomerys would likely make it happen.
Your family really is pretty amazing.
Abby grinned as Adrian rolled her eyes.
Oh, don't tell the guys that. I mean, you can tell me, Thea, and Roxy. It's true, and it's sort of what we do. We are the touchstone for the Montgomerys.
They both laughed at that because even though it might be true, every single one of the Montgomerys had their own touchstones when it came to what those around them needed.
So, have any good tea for me today? Adrian asked. I have a long project coming up, one that's going to take me a few hours and a few sessions. I could use all the energy I can get. And while I love coffee from Thea's bakery, I think I'm in the mood for tea today. Something to keep me wired, but something flavorful as well. I can head over to Thea's later for something sugary, or even a sandwich for some protein. But here's where I want my tea.
Well, you've come to the right place. Let me set you up with some chai. I know that's your favorite. Abby went around the counter and began working. She knew the exact blend her friend favored, and even had the milk Adrian so dearly loved to put in it. She'd make a latte if she could, but she only did that when she visited Thea's bakery. Here at Teased, it was all about the blends and steeping.
That and some of that peppermint one for later. It is the holidays. You have some peppermint too, right?
Adrian bounced from foot to foot as if she'd already had her caffeine for the day. Knowing Adrian, she probably had, but wanted more. Abby was happy to oblige.
Oh, I have the peppermint. I also have that white chocolate peppermint bark one that you love.
Both of them smiled, and Abby watched as Adrian rubbed her stomach with her hand, her eyes comically wide.
I might have to come back for that later.
I can always stop by with some tea. That is what I'm here for.
You're going to be a delivery person for tea as well?
I can, only for my friends. Abby didn't actually serve brewed tea all that often. Most people came to Teased for stock rather than just a cuppa, but she did have a couple of places to sit outside as well as one inside. It was winter in Colorado Springs, so sitting outside wasn't something that people did often. But Abby knew some did like to sit outside the bakery at the other end of the strip, drinking their hot cocoa or coffee and braving the cold just because they were Coloradans, and that's what they did. And while it didn't happen often, she loved when people came in for a cup to go, or even stayed to drink out of her ceramic mugs. She had painstakingly searched forever for the cups that she wanted, and had ended up just going to Jake Gallagher to have them made. Jake was an artist. He sculpted with his hands and with his heart. He'd made the mugs for her, as well as other things she could sell in the store. She knew that he made art, real art. And though she thought of her tea shop as its own kind of art, the way it made others feel was art itself.